Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our spring membership drive. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But first, Lynn Alley. Lynn Alley isn't a slow cooker by choice, or at least she wasn't when she started. But when forced to use one over the course of a summer, she learned why slow cookers have been embraced by so many great cooks over the years, and also how they tie into the one-pot meals in many cultures. The ubiquitous kitchen appliance has since inspired a series of beautiful books by Lynn that are about more than recipes. Lynn is with us today to talk about her latest book, The Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker, and her philosophy about slow cooking. Lynn Alley is a freelance food and wine journalist who specializes in traditional foods and culinary techniques from around the world. She has written for the San Francisco Chronicle, as well as Fine Cooking, Cooks Illustrated, The Herb Companion, Natural Home, and Organic Style magazines. And we welcome you back, Lynn, to yet another membership drive.
And we're out here dumping the pavement, huh?
Yeah, we are. We're
once again.
Yeah, we are definitely in pledge mode at WOSU because that's how we fund the programs that people have come to expect from us. So we need to raise $30,000 today, and we have $20,000 to go before 7 p.m.
Well, I know how I have loved listening to my local NPR station, and there's that tendency to just sit back and relax and let everybody else do the donating and all the work. But the truth of the matter is everybody needs to step up to the plate.
Yep, and more than ever,
so
more than ever.
Step
up to the plate, and before you eat, give.
Okay.
This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. Please show your support for All Sides and for 89.7 NPR News. Call 1-866-897-9678. Our goal today is $30,000, and we have $20,000 to go before 7 p.m. We can meet this goal with your help. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. And with a pledge of support at the $100 level, our thank you gift to you will be the cookbook, The Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker. Call 1-866-897-9678. The Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker by Lynn Alley is the perfect thank you gift for yourself or the busy chef in your life. This book is full of recipes from around the world.
So, Ann, what do you say we go for
$5,000?
Come on.
In an hour. Let's go for it.
Let's
knock off 25%.
Let's see what we can do.
Of what's left to go. 25%, right?
All right.
Okay.
25%.
Let's see. Let's see if we can do it. Let's see. Because Lynn's been on many, many times. In fact, the only times Lynn's on is she gives of her time calling all the way from the West Coast, by the way. Is it San Diego, right?
Right now, I'm sitting in the High Sierras.
Holy mackerel.
Looking out my hotel room window at the mountains and the snow.
Are you on vacation?
Well, sort of.
You're on your vacation. You're giving us an hour of your time on your vacation?
An hour of my time.
Wow.
That's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to do your show. It really is.
So, well, thank you. So can we ask people to take 2 minutes of their time and make a call right now to 1-866-897-9678. Some are vegetarian recipes in this cookbook. Some are vegan. All are delicious. At the $100 pledge level, you will learn how to make simple and sophisticated meals in your slow cooker. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org and help us meet this goal today. We need your help. We need everybody's help. And you can give what you can afford. Of course, only give what you can afford if it's at the $100 level. Our gift to you is the Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker by Lynn Alley. But if it's $60, you can have the WOSU member card. That's our gift to you. If it's $20, we've had pledges this week for during All Sides, everything from $10 upwards of $1,000 or more. So whatever you can afford is what we're asking for. That's what we need to give you what you've come to expect on WOSU. Go to WOSU.org and select the Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker at the $100 pledge level or pick up the phone and call 1-866-897-9678 and talk to our volunteers who are also giving of their time today to show their support for WOSU. You know, Lynn says that the one-pot meal is nothing new. Everything goes into one pot and out comes savory comfort. And that reminds me of how WOSU Public Radio affects so many, many of its listeners. How often have you said that it's all you listen to from Morning Edition to BBC World News at night? Public radio takes a lot of ingredients and slow cooks them together throughout the day, giving you an in-depth, savory look at the news, as well as stories that please just about any discerning palate. Thanks to Betty in Columbus, and thanks to Deborah in Bexley and Mary in Columbus. Thank you so much for showing your support today. Lynn, I haven't even asked you a question yet.
Okay, shoot.
What's the rule above all others for slow cooker cooks?
Be flexible. Now, you didn't expect that, did you?
I had no preconceived notions.
Okay. Be flexible. Because one thing I find is, and this is in getting feedback from readers, I think that there's a great deal more variation in slow cookers, you know, between different brands than we are aware of. I find that sometimes something works perfectly in, say, a 5-quart Rival slow cooker doesn't work quite so well or doesn't work without adjustments in a 6-quart Breville. So I always think of slow cooking as a very forgiving form of cooking. It's not like baking where you got to have the cake in the oven for just exactly 35 minutes. It's more the kind of thing where, you know, you open the lid and take a look. Does it look done to you? Is it done to your taste? If not, put the lid back on and let it cook a little bit longer, no matter what the recipe says. So I think it's really important for people to understand that slow cooking is forgiving and you should be flexible.
We are going to talk more about a lot of the recipes in the book. I meant to bring my copy so I could go to the smudgiest pages and tell people what I cook from it. But it's developed, when you say be flexible, meaning if in your recipes, you don't have a problem with people maybe changing them up a little bit to suit what's in their pantry.
Well, everybody does that, don't they?
Well, yeah,
I sure do it.
Some people don't, but I do.
You know, I think it's more the inexperienced cook who follows the recipe exactly. And it's probably a really good idea to do that when you're first learning how to cook. But once again, with a slow cooker, I think that it's far more, flexible than any other kind of cooking or than many other kinds of cooking. Little of this, little of that. You don't like this spice, we'll add that one instead.
We're talking about the Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker by Lynn Alley. With Lynn Alley, it's our gift to you at the $100 pledge level today. The book has more than 50 dishes, all vegetarian, some of them vegan, all delicious. Recipes include breakfast, soups, main dishes, sides, and desserts. And each recipe is paired with a beverage that is meant to complement the meal. That's another specialty of Lynn Alley. The book includes dozens of slow cooker recipes that are worthy of a dinner party. Lynn Alley's book takes everyday dining from the mundane to the gourmet. Using a slow cooker frees you from hours of hard work in the kitchen, too. And the recipes are drawn from the best part of the book is that they're drawn from traditions from around the world, from India, Italy, France, the Middle East, and more. So whatever you're in the mood for, if you're in the mood for something from, you know, for some Indian food, there's something there for you. If you're in the mood for something, you know, the one pot meal from France, it's there too. The book includes beautiful photographs of some delicious slow-cooked meals. I love the photos as well. And learn how to make risotto with lentils and egg, cheese, and onion quiche. Learn how to make wild mushroom stew on noodles and minted potato and chickpea curry. I'm just getting hungry talking about it, Lynn. But what inspires you? When do you know a recipe is right for a cookbook?
Oh, gosh. Well, for me, for the slow cooker, generally I'm just looking to traditional cultures around the world and finding things that have traditionally been cooked in one pot, not in a slow cooker, but usually either on top of the stove or in an oven for long periods of time. Those are always a good sign that it'll work in a slow cooker, nearly always. In the Vegetarian Slow Cooker book, I added an Asian chapter, which is just a little bit trickier because in Asian cultures, I think the rule is more cooking on stovetop or on top of a flame than in an oven for a long period of time. But I've tried it, and I think the recipes from the Asian chapter are pretty good.
Now, Lynn Alley, you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So you know about what you're writing about. This, you're not just doing this to fill a niche market out there.
No. Mm-mm.
This is something that's close to your heart.
Yep.
How much does your experience as a teacher play into how you write and lay out your books? Because you teach cooking.
I used to teach an awful lot more than I do now.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it has a lot to do with it, because I think when you're working with people, or especially when you're working with children, as I used to do, clarity is very important. A sense of organization is very important. Being able to convey ideas and techniques in simple language is important. So I guess it plays a lot. I guess teaching has always helped me organize cookbooks. And many times the cookbooks I've written have just come out of the classes that I've taught. Things that I know worked really well because everybody gobbles them up goes in the book.
You know, we joke about the slow cooker getting a bad rap, but they continue to sell well. I mean, you know, when's the last time you saw a Kohl's ad insert that didn't include one on sale? And, you know, what do you think people like the most about the slow cooker? I mean, they keep buying it,
they keep joking about it,
but they keep buying it.
Well, I'm not so sure people are joking so
anymore.
Much anymore. They're not laughing quite so loud anymore, you know. Because they fly off the shelves. I don't care if you're talking about the lower end from Walmart or the upper end from Williamson or some other chain.
Mm-hmm.
They're all flying off the shelves. People are still buying them. I think the perhaps one thing that I think we can assume appeals to people is the fact that you can put stuff in a pot, walk away, do nothing for the next few hours, come back and have a good meal. And there is something, I think, very heartwarming and appealing about a one-pot meal with all that stuff in it and all those flavors mixed together into one dish. You know, it's sort of like the whole being more than the sum of the parts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe it's those, you know, those are two things that people like about them.
You know, I think of this as almost slow cooker season. Some people might disagree, but it's because it's wedding season. And slow cookers are a very popular wedding gift. Everyone pretty much slaps one on their registry. This book would make a great complement to any wedding gift of a slow cooker.
Well, here's what I think would make a great gift, a great wedding gift, is you buy the slow cooker, and if you're clever enough, you go to the local craft store, you get, you know, a bunch of, like, that hay stuff. You put a copy of the book inside the slow cooker and maybe a fancy wooden spoon, maybe a spice mix or something like that. Wrap it up in cellophane, tie it with a beautiful bow, and there's a great wedding gift.
That's a great idea.
A little starter kit.
Thank you. That's a great idea, Lynn.
Mm, I gave my ex-husband one of those one Christmas. I was really tired of cooking, and I was working very hard, and I thought, okay, your turn.
Yeah, sit out and learn something. My guest is Lynn Alley, food and wine journalist and also author of the Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker. If you have a question or comment for Lynn, I haven't asked anybody yet, but if you have a question or comment for Lynn, we, of course, welcome your questions. If you've used her book and have some questions about some of the recipes, this is a good time to get those answered. 1-614-292-9678. I just completely messed up my phone numbers. So call us and talk to Lynn at 614-292-8513. That's 292-8513. Or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. If you want to show your support for WOSU right now, we need you to do that right now. There is no better time than right now. We have a $30,000 goal today. That's because we're running behind. If everybody who's listening who has not already made a pledge for this year, if everyone who's listening just picked up the phone and called 1-866-897-9678, examine your current wealth, examine how much public radio means to you, how much WOSU has become a part of your life, somehow add those together or configure them in some way, in some kind of equation, and figure out what you think we're worth. 1-866-897-9678. Just make the call. The drive ends tomorrow at 7 p.m. This is the next to the last day of the drive. If you've been waiting, don't wait any longer. Every phone call seems to generate another one when people call or when they click on WOSU.org. So Lynn Alley has joined us here today to help answer your questions about cooking, but you can have her cookbook and learn more than 50 recipes and you will be supporting 89.7 NPR News with your pledge today. The thank you gift is an added bonus to being a member of this public radio station. Go to WOSU.org and select the Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker at the $100 pledge level, or pick up the phone and call 1-866-897-9678 and talk to our volunteers. If you have been waiting until the last minute, this is almost the last minute.
It's a win-win, and they'll be keeping us both in business.
Yes. Our gift to you at the $100 level is the Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker by Lynn Alley, but give what you can afford. If it's more than $100, we welcome that. If it's less, we appreciate everything. Figure out what it's worth to you, a dollar a day, a dollar a week, or something in between. 1-866-897-9678. We have $19,400 to raise by 7 p.m. today. That's $19,400 to raise by 7 p.m., and we have, you know.
And we've got $5,000 to raise this hour.
Well, that's Lynn's set a goal of $5,000, and we're not doing hourly goals, but Lynn is bound and determined. So $5,000, and we have just about 39 minutes left. So make the call right now. Show your support. 1-866-897-9678. What is the most common complaint about slow cookers, Lynn? What do you hear from people?
The biggest complaint I used to hear from people was everything tastes boiled. But I think people have gotten wise to the idea that you don't just throw things in and turn them on high and let them cook, because oftentimes then everything will taste boiled, because everything is boiling. So I don't hear much of that anymore. I think there are a lot of decent cookbooks out there, and people are learning a little bit more about how to use a slow cooker. I really don't know. I don't know that there is.
There are no complaints. The point is, who can complain about a slow cooker? It just works.
It works. I mean, I hear little jabs that need tweaking, like the thing about sometimes changing the time in a recipe. But basically, I don't hear a lot of complaints about them.
Why do you think it's endured as an indispensable piece of cooking equipment?
Well, it is an indispensable piece of cooking equipment. It's, it's kind of like, in a way, it sort of mimics the oldest of cooking methods known to humankind, and that is the pot. It's such a simple concept. Put everything in the pot and cook it. It saves, it saves time, it saves energy, it's easy to do, it allows for an enormous amount of creativity. I'm thinking right now in my very first slow cooker book that in the introduction to it, I detail what's called the Midas Feast, and I think it dates from several hundred years at least before the time of Christ. It's a tomb that was excavated in Turkey, and they call it the Midas tomb because they believe that it may have been the tomb of the legendary King Midas. And one of the things found in it is a great, huge funeral cauldron. And by archaeologists using their special techniques could tell just exactly what was in that huge funeral stew in that huge cauldron. And I think that's really exciting. It was lamb. There was mint leaves in it. There was some wine in it, some beer in it, some grains in it. Imagine. I mean, that's such a long time ago. And there you have it, that same simple, universal technique. Get a pot and put stuff in it.
One aspect that we didn't get into earlier is the idea that even though this is a vegetarian slow cooker cookbook, you can use beef, you can use chicken in different recipes, or you can complement them with that, use them with it, maybe not in it. It's not limited. How do you recommend people use this book if they're not vegetarians, but they'd like a vegetarian component?
One of the things that I've loved about doing this book, and one of the feedback points that's made me happiest, is that especially when I was testing recipes, I was giving them out to friends, many of whom were not vegetarian. And to me, one of the finest compliments I could get was from somebody who wasn't a vegetarian saying, well, if this is vegetarian food, then I'll eat it. I like it. People can use it any old way. I think they will find that there are plenty of recipes in the book that will satisfy, for instance, a husband or a friend or a family member or a kid who's not a vegetarian. But then it also fills the needs of a vegetarian as well. Sure, you could add meat to any of these recipes. Mm-hmm. My first two slow cooker books have meat in them because at that time that I wrote them, I was eating meat. So, and meat is a really good candidate for a dish in a slow cooker, just because, you know, most of us know that meat, when you cook it for a long time at a low temperature, becomes very tender, falls apart.
When I've made the polenta lasagna with the tomato mushroom sauce, mm-hmm. you know, I've served it with some chicken sausage.
Yeah.
You know, some of that artisan-type sausage.
Yeah, sure.
Or, you know, any kind of Italian sausage to go
mm-hmm.
with it. It,
mm-hmm.
it tastes great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't – or it would be a meal on its own.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I do what they will with it.
An email from a listener.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
If
you'd like to email us, it's allsides@wosu.org. And this is from a listener. Writes, one expert suggests getting only a cooker with a heat regulator. Is there a way to measure the heat in your cooker? Although you're talking about vegetarian cooking, I will tell you, I found I've overcooked meat in my unregulated one.
I'm not sure what she means by unregulated, because all the cookers I've seen only have low, medium, mm-hmm. high, and keep warm. So I've never come across a slow cooker that says, you know, 200 degrees, 300 degrees, et cetera, et cetera. And even it would appear, going from manufacturer to manufacturer, if I call up Rival and say, okay, could you please tell me what degree my food will be at when I put it on medium in your slow cooker, you're not going to get an answer, number one. And number two, probably one of the reasons you're not going to get an answer is, it depends on what you actually have in the pot. Some foods are more dense than others. It also is going to depend on, believe it or not, the amount of electricity coming into your house. Not all electrical sockets are the same. Not all areas are the same. You may have more juice coming in one place than the other, albeit they're probably not going to be big differences.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm not really sure. Maybe she could be a little more specific about what she means about you know, temperatures. Is she asking if you could use a meat thermometer? Sure, you could stick a meat thermometer in there.
But it wouldn't come with. I mean,
it wouldn't come with it, and nobody I know who writes slow cooker cookbooks says, cook this to, you know, 500 degrees or whatever.
Yeah,
now, if you have a big chunk of meat in the pot and you want to stick a meat thermometer into the middle of the meat to see if it's done, sure, you can do that. But I'm not familiar with much of anything else that will give you an exact temperature read.
This is All Sides with Ann Fisher, and you're listening to 89.7 NPR News. Joining us this morning is Lynn Alley with our thank you gift for this hour, the Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker. This cookbook reminds you that using a slow cooker is an easy way to make sophisticated home-cooked meals. It makes a great gift to go along with that slow cooker that you might be getting somebody for a graduation or a wedding or a shower gift. The cookbook, you can call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org and support 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR News station. We need to hear from you right now. 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Our goal today, we're looking at a day-long goal, is $30,000. We have $19,400 to raise by 7 p.m. Give us a call right now and make your show of support at whatever level you can afford. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News. The Gourmet Slow Cooker has beautiful illustrative pictures of the dishes you will create. The goal of this book is to teach you how to make sophisticated food in a slow cooker, freeing you from hours of hard work in the kitchen. Learn how to make potatoes and peas in red curry sauce or polenta lasagna with tomato mushroom sauce. Just talked about that. Pick up this thank you gift for a pledge of $100. Go to WOSU.org or call 1- 866-897-9678. Thank you very much to Pam in Westerville. We have $19,200 to go
Thank
over the day.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam, for your
we
show
really
of support.
We appreciate that.
We do. We appreciate every little bit. If you can manage $60, our gift to you at the $60 level is the WOSU member card. It's good for discounts at over 200 restaurants and attractions in Central Ohio. It's very helpful. You just keep it in your wallet, and you're reminded every time you use it that you've shown your support for your local public radio station. So $19,200 to go for the day. You can help us get there $1 at a time. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. For someone who is just learning to adapt recipes and maybe isn't as experienced or wants to become more fluid and more flexible in the kitchen, do some of the recipes lend themselves more than others to adaptation?
I'll tell you a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Soups.
Okay.
Soups are a great place to start. Certainly, most soups are very, very flexible. You know, stone soup. Everybody knows that story.
Yep.
And actually, I just finished a soups, slow cooker soups book that'll be coming out in the fall. But I think that's a great place for people to start. Soups, just because they're so adaptable.
You use the
slow cooker to throw everything in it and turn out a great soup.
Soups, you have Armenian apricot soup, barley, mushroom, and onion soup, French alpine cheese, tomato, and onion soup. Yum. Greek lemon artichoke and egg soup, Mexican black bean soup, smoky potage, Saint Germain.
That's split pea soup, in case you don't recognize
it. I did not know that, but I was going to ask. Sopa de ajo.
Garlic soup.
Okay. Spicy Indian lentil and tomato soup, tomato rice, and coriander soup. All of those soup recipes are in the book, the Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker. So
would you like one of my number two hints?
Yes.
For cooking in a slow cooker. Mm-hmm. This is true for all food. I am becoming really adamant about buying organic foods whenever possible. I don't think people stop to realize that, in general, the farmer is not using pesticides on the tomatoes for our health. He's using pesticides on the tomatoes to increase the margin of profit and make sure that all those tomatoes are blemish-free. And I don't think people stop to think about that yet. I don't like the idea of cutting up a bunch of beautiful fresh vegetables, putting them in the slow cooker, and then simmering a nice pot of pesticides and vegetables. So I really love the idea of encouraging people to either grow their own food. I don't know what the growing season is like around Columbus or in the areas that
we're
you
the reach. we're the bread basket. You know,
well, there you go.
We have great soil in Ohio.
Well, there you go. You got soil. You got growing season. You got canning. I mean, there's a beautiful tradition of canning, certainly, that comes out of that area. I think encouraging people to grow their own vegetables is a great idea.
Or buy locally at your local farmer's market?
Exactly. But buy organic whenever possible.
Local is the best way to go, and local is the only way to go when it comes to your public radio station. We're your local public radio station, WOSU 89.7 NPR News, your all-day news station. We went FM over the winter, and we know lots of you out there appreciate that. Show your appreciation right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Your call right now to 1-866-897-9678 makes you an instant member of WOSU. You make one phone call, and you have done your part for the entire year. You can also do your part online at our secure server at WOSU.org, or call 1-866-897-9678. 877-897-9678. Pick up the Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker for a $100 pledge to WOSU. Remember, you can see a picture of the book in a description at WOSU.org as well. From this book, learn how to make curried chickpeas with fresh ginger and cilantro, or make Mexican chocolate pudding cake. Yum.
Call
1-866-897-9678 and make a pledge of $100. See a picture of the book at WOSU.org. My guest is Lynn Alley. She's the author of the Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker. She's a food and wine journalist. And Lynn, you like to pair your recipes with wines or different kinds of beverages.
Yeah, I like to make some suggestions from time to time about what might be my idea of a good wine to go with a dish.
So
I mean, I live in California. I'm surrounded by wineries.
Yeah. yellow split pea and oregano puree. You suggest a dry rosé is perfect here.
That's a Greek dish.
Mm-hmm.
And a dry rosé, there's some lovely dry rosés made in Greece.
Suggested beverage for the wild mushroom stew on noodles, which looks fantastic. I've never made that. I'd probably choose either a Greek or a Côte de Provence rosé, or a young medium-bodied fruity red wine with this one. How much does the beverage play into a meal for you when you're eating, Lynn, when you're preparing food for yourself or others?
It used to play into every single meal. I'm probably consuming a bit less alcohol, and so I often use it in cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And always, if I'm going to have guests over, I'm always going to have, you know, carefully choose a wine that I think might go especially well with it and give people a lot of enjoyment. So, yeah, especially with company dinners, it plays in a lot.
1-866-897-9678. We've got to get those phones ringing.
You get the impression that we really mean it this time.
We really mean it this time. I'd rather sit and talk with Lynn Alley about cooking for the entire hour. Anybody who pays attention to the program knows that. I love to talk about cookbooks and cooking, but I have to cook up some funding for WOSU right now, and that means I need to get you to pick up the phone right now. If you've been waiting, don't wait another minute. Pick up the phone right now. It takes just 2 minutes to do this, and give what you can. If it's $20, that's okay. We appreciate it. And if you've already given, maybe it's time to pick up the phone and call some of your friends that you know listen to WOSU on a regular basis and remind them that this is Pledge Week, and we need them to show their support right now. The drive ends tomorrow. Give right now while you are thinking about it. Maybe you're in the car, and I don't want you to get on your cell phone and call us while you're driving, but try to remember when you can pull over or when you're done driving to make that call. 1-866-897-9678. I know a lot of traveling kinds of people, truckers, listen to the show. They call
in
once in a while.
I like to listen to my local NPR show when I'm cooking.
Yep, listen to it while you're cooking. Jenny Britton Bauer, owner of Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams, was here last hour, and she said that she has it on all the time in her kitchens. They listen to it all the time when they're making all their fabulous ice cream. If you listen to it all the time, it's just part of the backdrop of your life. But maybe you've come to expect it, and maybe it's just so ingrained in your life that you don't notice it as much, but you'll notice it if it was gone. Think about that if all of a sudden it was taken away. We need your support now. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, the drive ends tomorrow. We need to get our money raised by tomorrow. You adapted chicken piperot. I'm not even sure how to pronounce
piperod.
It. Piperod. From a recipe from your friend who was an executive chef at the Four Seasons Aviara in Carlsbad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What did he think when you told him what the recipe was for?
You mean for a slow cooker cookbook?
Yeah.
I think most chefs these days have gotten over any misconceptions or any sort of archaic notions they might have about slow cooker cooking. Most of the chefs that I know, you know, have a slow cooker in their home, whether or not they use it or whether their wives use it or their husbands use it, or, you know, I just don't think it carries the stigma that it did before. He was fine with it. You know, I'm sure there's a slow cooker at his house.
There are, I just start skipping through here, and I was looking at all of your there's a bread pudding, walnut mm-hmm. and apple bread pudding. And I was looking at all the recipes that use bread. I guess I must be really getting hungry. The chickpea fatet tostadas, fonduta, I can't even pronounce it, piemontese. French alpine
cheese.
Fondue, right.
Yeah.
French alpine cheese, tomato, and onion soup. We've already mentioned that. And steamed artichokes. Now, that's an interesting idea. Steamed artichokes
yeah,
in
you
a
can steam
slow cooker.
Steam the artichokes right in the slow cooker.
How does that work?
You just put it in, put the water in, turn it on. And this is one where you would leave it on high, and you just leave it on high until they're done. Now, this is the funny thing is when you steam an artichoke, you know, on top of the stove, usually it's going to be done certainly within the hour,
mm-hmm.
maybe less. It depends on what kind of cooking implement you're using and how many chokes you've got. But in a slow cooker, you can walk away for, you know, like 7 hours, 6 or 7 hours.
And just relax.
And just let those artichokes cook. And it's a great way to cook artichokes, especially if you're going to use them as an ingredient in something. Rather than necessarily by themselves, but it works for both purposes. It's just an easy way to cook artichokes, an easy, effortless way to cook artichokes.
I wish that every recipe was. Oh, there's there is a beautiful illustration of the steamed artichokes. You put in a stuffing, which is optional, with some bread. And tell us about that with a tomato and.
Well, that's a classic, you know, Provençal and Italian dish is stuffed artichokes. And usually you just make a bread stuffing of some kind, pull the choke out of the center after the, after boiling the artichoke, put the stuffing in. And sometimes you also stuff between each leaf, which is certainly labor intensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably more labor intensive than I like to do on a regular basis, but it sure is delicious.
And you also serve it with a garlic tarragon mayo. From scratch.
Oh, yeah. I love to make mayo.
Mm-hmm.
I love a nice homemade mayo. You know, I'm laughing when you asked me about how my chef friend felt when I asked him for a recipe for a slow cooker. That was just fine. But when I did my toaster oven book and asked a couple of chefs for toaster oven recipes, I did get a few raised eyebrows. Just because, and again, I find this really odd. I love the toaster oven. I don't know anybody who doesn't have one. Everybody's got one, but nobody really wants to admit to it, and very few people actually cook in it, so it's got a really bad rap. The slow cooker, not so much, but the toaster oven has a bad rap, and not too many people are bragging about it.
Well, I used it in college, but I don't have one now. But
really?
But, you know, you've inspired me before about the toaster oven, so just as you've inspired me about the slow cooker. So, you know, I wanted to talk about your collection of slow cookers, too. But first, I want to say thanks to Phyllis in Columbus and also Carol in Westerville. And thanks to Sam in Dublin. Thanks for helping us meet our goal. We have just about 17 minutes left in the hour. And I'm not sure what we're up to now, but I know we have over about $19,000 to raise before 7 p.m. tonight. So, and so thanks to everybody for picking up that phone and making that call or going
That's
online to WOSU.org. I know, and there are more out there. So thank you for we have $18,900 to go. We've broken through the $19,000 barrier, but we have $18,900 to go. Let's see if we can break through the $18,000 barrier. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org at the $100 plus. Pledge level. Our gift to you is Lynn Alley's The Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker. One.
And you know, I was going to say, all we need is one or two really generous listeners to break our, you know, to make it.
Well, as Ira Glass says, really all we need is one listener.
You know what? That's really true. All we need is one listener who's got a little extra cash on hand right now, who really likes public radio and maybe really likes to cook. If I lived closer, I'd offer to come over and cook for anybody who made a big fat donation.
Well, you know, we know people are like that are out there, but I think sometimes people
Where are they?
Well,
Anne?
That's okay, but you know, this is a community radio. It means a lot to get a lot of smaller donations and pledges of support from a lot of people, because that's telling us something. That's sending us a really strong message. If just one person did it, it wouldn't be the same kind of radio station.
Yeah.
Over 75% of our funding comes from listeners, just like the folks out there right now. So, and that's the way I like it. That's what makes public media special. The funding comes from the public, and the programming is developed for the public. So show your support for what you've come to expect from WOSU right now. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Make the pledge right now and help us break that $18,000 barrier. 1-866-897-9678. Give what you can afford. Give as much as you can afford. We need the help. 1-866-897-9678. We had a caller, Stacy. She was driving, which is good. She just left a quick message. She couldn't stay on, but she's looking for recommendations for buying a toaster oven and a slow cooker. So
oh, how funny.
You're a collector of slow cookers, and tell us what you think about those.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brand names and all.
Okay.
Here's when I first started writing slow cooker cookbooks, I would go to Home Depot and buy 1999 slow cookers. And I still do that, and I still recommend it to other people. Because I think you can do a very good, very reasonable cooking in the cheap ones. And I have never in my life recommended the big, humongous, expensive ones to my readers, except recently. And I think I mentioned this the last time.
You're a recent convert, yes.
I'm a sort of recent convert, sort of. And that is, I discovered that one widely known cooking store chain, Upscale, has an exclusive slow cooker from Allclad.
Would that be the Williams-Sonoma store?
Oh, okay, we can say that.
Yeah, sure. Whatever helps our listeners.
It's Williams-Sonoma, and they have, I mean, it's really expensive. It's like $250 or $299 even. It is, you know, this is if you're going to go all out. This is if you know you really love slow cooking and you really want to have the top of the line. The reason that I have thoroughly enjoyed this one is that the insert, instead of being made out of, you know, Corningware or porcelain,
mm-hmm.
it's made out of anodized aluminum so that you can take it and put it right on top of your stove. So when you asked about complaints I get from people who are slow cooking, once in a while somebody will say to me, but your recipes will take every pot in my kitchen. Well, that's not true. But if you have a slow cooker insert that can go right on top of the stove, you can brown onions or brown meat or whatever it is you're cooking right on top of the stove, then just pick up the slow cooker insert and stick it right into the cooker and turn it on. That's very convenient.
And that's also the super high end.
Yeah, that's really super high end. You know, and it's 7 quarts as well. It only comes in one size,
mm-hmm.
although I wish they made it in a smaller size too. But it only comes in one size, but it's really a lovely item. Beyond that, honestly, I really don't have many recommendations. I personally do not like digital slow cookers because it's just one more thing to break.
Mm-hmm.
I like the good old-fashioned kind with a little dial on it where you turn it to low, medium, or high. I love those, and I have a lot of them that I actually bought some time ago.
I still have the old Avocado Green Rival
that
my mother was going to sell in a garage sale, and I snagged that baby, and I still have it. It works fine. I actually have another one now. It's a little bit bigger, you know, to make those bigger cuts and that kind of thing. But
And the only difference is probably, I don't know, I know you mentioned that Avocado Green one before, but does it have a removable insert?
The new one does, yes, and it makes a huge
difference.
Yeah, the
old ones, generally the ones from like the 1970s, you can't take the insert out, and that's really inconvenient.
It's a hassle.
Yeah. Today, all inserts are removable.
Yeah, that is much nicer, but I still use a small one sometimes because it works perfectly. I want to say thanks to Wendy in Columbus. Thanks for showing your support.
Thanks, Wendy.
I just want to remind folks that when you pledge, you can make comments about our station. And from Lindsay in Dublin, she writes, "This is my first time donating to the pledge drive. I realized that I was one of those people waiting for other people to donate. WOSU and NPR are important to me and deserve better than that." I'm getting kind of choked up, Lindsay.
Sweet.
"My car
that's
rides
sweet.
Would feel so much longer with it, and Saturdays without. Wait, don't tell me."
Oh, yes, and click and clack and tap it, brother.
I know.
That's me. I hear you, Wendy. That's me, too. I do sometimes ride along and wait for somebody else to donate until someone like Ann says, "Okay, we're talking to you."
Yeah, and you know, that is what it is, Lauf. And you just forget. You just get used to listening, or you get used to maybe feeling that sense of angst during the pledge drive. You don't turn off the radio station, but you feel this low-grade sense of angst because you should be giving, but
Right.
We all know that. We've all been there before. So there's only one cure for it, however, and that's just to pick up the phone and make the call or go online if that's your preferred mode of communication. Thanks to George and Martha in Columbus. And I guess it goes without saying thanks to Lindsay. She says, "Thank you for everything you do." And I want to say thanks to everybody out there who shows their support for WOSU right now. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. And if you want to talk with Lynn Alley, my guest this hour, the food and wine journalist and author of The Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker, you can call 1-614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And you know, you can always find us on Facebook as well. We have an email from a listener. "I'm a catch and release sports fisherman, which means I don't cook and eat what I catch.
I'm glad.
However, I have had friends who cook fish they catch, such as carp, and it really tastes good. Maybe smoking instead of frying or baking is the way to go with such oily fish. Anyway, can you smoke foods with a slow cooker, and how does smoking differ from slow steaming, which has been discussed today?"
Well, I'm not sure that we've discussed slow steaming today, because I'm not so sure that you use a slow cooker
for
steaming.
Well, for the artichokes.
Right. Honestly, rather than talking about steaming with the artichokes, we're really talking about boiling.
Okay.
So we're not, the slow cooker isn't, you know, you can sort of steam things in it, and it might be fun for him to play around with getting a rack of some kind. Some slow cookers occasionally come with a rack insert of some kind, putting water in the bottom, putting your fish in, putting the lid on, and seeing what happens when you steam it. I haven't played around with it because, to me, first of all, I don't cook a whole lot of fish. And so I haven't played around with it, but I think it might be a really interesting experiment if he could find a slow cooker that has a steaming rack in it.
1-866-897-9678. Make the call right now. We have about 7 minutes left in the hour. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't wait until tomorrow, the last day. Help us push the drive forward right now. Our gift to you at the $100 pledge level is the Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker by Lynn Alley, who's kind enough to join us during her vacation from the out west. Where was that?
From out west.
Yeah.
I'm up in the high Sierras. I'm just outside Yosemite National Park.
Okay.
Looking at bears and trees.
And talking to me on the phone. So and to you as well out there. The Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker cookbook by Lynn has recipes drawn from slow cooking traditions from around the world, from India, Italy, France, the Middle East, and more. The book includes beautiful photographs of some delicious slow-cooked meals, and Lynn Alley's book takes everyday dining from the mundane to the gourmet. These are dinners. These are recipes that are fit for company. So it's a beautiful book, too. Absolutely beautiful photography. We've talked about that before. I sometimes forget to bring it up because we talked about it before. But I love the photography, and I'm looking right now at the cold Provençal white bean salad. And that is an example of something that would be you cook it in the slow cooker, but you serve it at room temperature or chilled.
Yeah. I love the way French people do salads, you know, salade composé with, you know, like cold or warm, not hot, mm-hmm. rice or beans or stuff like that. We don't do so much of that.
No, we don't. But that's a good example of something that I always like to eat it. You just don't think about it as much. Lynn gives you lots of ideas from around the world. Each recipe is paired with a beverage that is meant to complement the meal as well. And the recipes include breakfast soups, main dishes, sides, and desserts. More than 50 dishes, all vegetarian, some of them vegan, all delicious, and can be served with meat, fish, poultry as well. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call right now. We have about 5 minutes left in the hour. Please make that call right now and show your support for WOSU. Show your support for All Sides with Dan Fisher. If you like the show, this is your chance to tell us. You can also leave comments with our volunteers who have donated their time today to take your calls. You don't want to keep them busy. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. You can go online to WOSU.org and you can see a picture of the book, can learn a little bit more about it. You could also, one thing I want to tell you is we're at the $100 level. The gift is yours of Lynn Alley's The Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker, but we're asking you to give whatever you can manage today, whether it's a dollar a day, a dollar a week, or something in between. We need you to show your support. So let your pocketbook do the talking right now. Yeah, Lynn.
We're joking about our one big donor who we hope is going to show up in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But truth of the matter is, when I'm donating to my local station, you know, I wish I could say I give them in $5,000 increments, but no, I don't. I give what I can afford to give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give what you can afford to give. That's all we ever ask. We just have these different kinds of incentives at the $60 pledge level. We would give you the gift of the WOSU member card, and that's good for discounts and specials at more than 200 area restaurants and attractions. I use mine pretty regularly. I recommend that is a really nice discount card to have. We have about $18,700 to go today. We have a little over three minutes left in the hour. So make the call right now and show your support. 4 minutes left, I'm told. 4 minutes left. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks so much to Joyce in Washington Courthouse. Thank you, Joyce, for your support. Show your support right now. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. If this is your first time and you're not sure, or maybe you'll give tomorrow, don't. We got a wonderful note from Lindsay in Dublin, and she said it's her first time donating, and she realized that she was one of those people waiting for other people to donate. If you're one of those people, we know you enjoy listening, and we know your heart's in the right place, so put your money where your mouth is. Put your money where your heart is, maybe is a better way to put it. If your heart's with WOSU, if you know deep down it's the station you love, you turn to it regularly for all the different kinds of programming we have on it, including All Sides with Dan Fisher or All Things Considered or the Talk of the Nation or On Point, there's so much to choose from on WOSU. We make that it that way on purpose because there's a lot of different people and listening to us, and we want to please as many people as possible while pleasing the most at one time. We do it on purpose. It's very thoughtfully done. Please pick up the phone and call right now and tell us that it's something that you appreciate. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Joyce in Dublin. So we have a Joyce in Washington Courthouse, a Joyce in Dublin. How about one in Newark, Bexley, Columbus, Grandview, Grahamville. I know there's a Joyce out there, as many Joyces as we can get in the next minute and a half. 1-866-897-9678. I want to thank my guest, Lynn Alley. Lynn, as usual, it was a delight to talk to you.
Right, Ann.
Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
That's Lynn Alley. She's the food and wine journalist. She's author of The Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker. Thanks to Dawn in Columbus for your support. Thank you, Dawn. We appreciate it. Lynn, The Gourmet Vegetarian Slow Cooker is our gift to you at the $100 pledge level right now. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks to everybody for their support. It's been a great week. We've heard from lots of different people. If you have a question or comment about the station, there's an opportunity to tell the volunteer who's answering the phones. We appreciate all of your input. We appreciate your support. Thanks for a great week. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7. NPR News. The number to call is 1-866-897-9678. Make the call right now. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.